Imagine a life where breaking barrier is a norm. This is a story of a woman who dared to dream big and reached for the stars, literally. Well, the next guest on the 973 show is a nation's pride, India's very own missile woman, Dr. Tessie Thomas. Dr. Tessie Thomas, welcome to the show, ma'am. Thank you very much. Ma'am, it's indeed a pleasure to have you with us on the show in Bahrain. I think after June last year, you're here again.
Yeah, yes.
How do you find Bahrain? Any difference from last time's visit?
Yeah, the weather is very pleasant there.
I know. It's such a beautiful time to visit Bahrain. So, ma'am, I know this would be a very common question that you hear, but still, for the new listeners, maybe, or the new viewers, I would repeat the question. What made you pursue this career? And, of course, as a woman in this field, in a male-dominated field, the challenges, how did you overcome it? Would you tell us?
Yeah, from childhood, I was very much interested in science and mathematics.
Okay.
So that's where I prefer to take the engineering as my, for the B.Tech. And then DRDO sponsored M.Tech course in guided missiles. So having the master's degree in missile technology, I was fortunate to work in DRDO laboratory, where Dr. Kalam was the director of the lab. So as an young scientist, got motivation and guidance from Dr. Kalam, a visionary, to make India progress in the defense capabilities. So that is where I got into, and we got the opportunity to work with the challenging projects of developing systems of strategic importance.
Yeah, I'm sure students out there, you know, physics and maths are two subjects usually, like, I'm pretty impressed because my mother was a physics and maths teacher.
Okay.
And I still remember the way she used to make me do those two subjects specifically. And it's not always everybody's favorite, right? And I'm impressed that the way, and no wonder you are sitting here in a position like this. So on that note, what would be your advice to youngsters, especially girls, pursuing a career in the field of STEM, which is coming up very popular and very aspirational fields in today's world?
Yeah, today's children are very, really fortunate because they get to know the real science as well as the application.
Mm-hmm.
When we were studying, it was only the textbook knowledge, where we couldn't understand to the extent what today children can understand the applications and know-how about the science. So, and a lot of opportunities, the diverse field, multiple field of science and engineering has come up, and they should simply learn and take the decision to study that. That's where it makes the difference. And one when we understand science and mathematics in a deeper way, we can perform or we can do the career in that field in a very winning way. That is the difference. So one should learn and take the determination to go in the STEM field.
Right. And compared to your days, do you see a difference today? Like you definitely said it's much more easier. You have the options out there. And, you know, there are the ways and means are ready compared to those people. But interest-wise, do you see a difference?
Yeah, definitely there is a sea difference in the girls itself. Like many come and talk to me regarding that. And they keep telling that we are interested in studying science and they continue. So this is a good approach that girls are coming up to study this subject. They understand in a better way. Otherwise, there's a fear that science is something which is difficult to carry as a career. So there are many examples from our country, like ISRO, the science institutions, CSIR. Many girls are joining and many are moving towards the STEM studies.
Right. And ma'am, coming back to the field, as a former DG of an important office, as well as the Agni, the mission, you know, how do you look at India? And you just mentioned about the great mentor that you were lucky enough. India has a vision. And how do you look at the future in this field? Like, what is your vision and where do you see India in the next 10 to 15 years?
Yeah, India has developed all self-reliant systems for the future. and the government initiatives to bring in STEM as well as the requirement of Make in India, making India self-reliant in Digital India. Many schemes and initiatives have come from the government side. So we are fortunate to have all these opportunities in place and make the STEM field in a richer and an outcome-based area. That is going to happen. I'm sure all the efforts towards that is there, and the individuals who are going to work in this field, the technologists and the scientists, if they work and get into the future fields like AI, quantum computing, Internet of Things, there's very many fields which one can take up and progress.
Right. Ma'am, you have got a lot of opportunities of interacting with students or youngsters rather. What is the most common questions that you get from them? I'm just curious.
They all want to know what will be what type of challenges you have faced. So our era was there different, when we had to develop technologies. Most of the technologies were first of its kind within the country. The know-how and know-why was not available with us. Today it's not like that. So it has become more easier to understand. Once they understand the subject, they will be in a deeper way. They can do research and studies and come out with a lot of systems, missions. If you see the space also, 30 years before 1975, we had the first launch of Aryabhatta. But today, the rate at which we have progressed in space technology is marvelous. The whole world is watching. So that is the way. Once the technology is understood and feasibility to do within the country, things keep changing.
One proud moment is Chandrayaan.
Yes,
we cannot. I would love to hear your comments on Chandrayaan, especially Prashant being a good friend of mine, Lena being a good friend of mine. I would love to hear your take or your thoughts on Chandrayaan, please.
It was the most remarkable event what has happened, and India could reach moon. And when I look at moon in the evening night sky, I feel Indian flag is there.
That's so beautiful. I thought, yeah. So. Indeed, it was such a proud moment for every Indian wherever we are. Ma'am, what brings you to Bahrain this time?
Yeah, there's a Science Pratibha Award function. The students who have performed in the science field, the SIF.
The Science International Forum. Yeah, okay.
They are conducting and they're awarding all the awarding and rewarding all the best brains.
I'm sure you would be interacting with them as well, right?
Yeah. So okay. I just happy to see all the young scientists or the
aspiring
technologists,
technologists
who are going to make the difference for our future.
A future, yeah. We are indeed grateful. We remain grateful to the Science International Forum for having you in Bahrain so that we could have an interaction with you, and also the larger audience who are looking forward to interact with you. Before I conclude, my final question would be, again, it's a common question, but still it never loses its shine. What would be your advice to aspiring scientists, wherever they are, be it in Bahrain or India or anywhere in the world? Because it's a profession which needs a lot of commitment, a lot of effort, hard work, isn't it? What would be your advice from your life, please?
Basically, the Vignan Bharati is taking a lot of interest in making the students understand at Bahrain SIF. Is taking care of that. The students are motivated to learn the science, the STEM as a total subjects initiation. So it is going to make the difference that once they learn, understand, the curiosity, the skill development, as well as the creativity towards the science will enhance. So there's going to be a futuristic technologist and scientists who they are going to perform wonderful with respect to our time. And I consider that present generations are almost 10 times knowledgeable than our generation. So they are going to make the difference.
Thank you so much for joining us, ma'am. Personally, I would take this moment to acknowledge that, you know, everything has its time. Everything has a season. Because I remember writing to you post-COVID, requesting like, you know, how, is it possible to get you an online interview? Because that time we started the online. Then you said like you were committed to official commitments. Let us see later. And the next time you came to Bahrain in June and I was traveling, but I could interview over the phone. So I was a little disappointed that I couldn't see you in person. Yeah. So here it comes. I never thought that we would be doing this. Thanks to SIF once again. Thank you for joining us on this show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, 973 show, and very thanks to Rajiv Unnikrishnan.
That was the former Director General of India's DRDO's Aeronautics System and India's very own Agniputri, Dr. Tessie Thomas, with us on the next guest on 973 show. This is Rajiv Unnikrishnan signing off.